It is great to be welcoming my next guest back on the programme. Billy McGuire, you are no stranger to the Exchange. How are you?
Surely, I'm still above ground and I'm still fighting the good fight.
That's good.
What we're going to talk about is the 28th of June, 1922, and RTE showed that last week on the news. And David McCullough, who is news reader and, you know, and a broadcaster and a historian.
Yes.
And they showed the four courts and the setting up of the four courts and it being attacked. But they didn't tell you why. And they also did, RTE did a program. RTE is the national broadcaster.
Of course.
And we want to know what caused the Civil War.
Well,
and we want to know why was it caused. And RTE, Nationwide, they did a program. They didn't tell us. The news at 6 on the 28th. And I rang RTE.
Yes.
And I couldn't talk to anybody. They sent me around in circles and I couldn't talk. All I could do was leave a complaint, and I did.
Right.
About that. But the truth is, we have to go back to the 1918 32 county election called by Britain on the 14th of December 1918. Now, remember, it was during the war.
Yes.
And things were very difficult. And on the 28th of December 1918, IRB Sinn Féin, that's the political party, they won 73 seats out of 105.
Yes.
And the unions got 25 seats. The Nationalists got 6, and there was one independent. That's the mandate we were given by the sovereign people of all 32 counties and all our territory down the Irish Sea and all the 32 counties with Britain, right to the United States. That's what founded that sovereign Dáil Éireann government. And this is what they're trying to airbrush out.
Yes, they're offering us a very selective view of our own history. Like they're telling us about certain key events, and they're conveniently leaving out others.
And what's very important are these documents. And Michael Collins, this is Articles of Agreement signed on the 6th of December 1921. I have just talked to you there. If you read the proclamation, it tells you we had a provisional government in 1916.
Yes.
Well, we had to have a sovereign government, and that's why my family bought Fáin's Hotel on behalf of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, Cumann na Mban na Fenian and all those. And we put up a substantial amount of money for that election. And I just called you out the result, and that's what is. And that's been airbrushed out by the Free State government.
Yes.
And it is shocking to think what they're doing. You're in Europe, you have to have sovereignty.
Of course.
And what we're saying is, if you don't have sovereignty, and that Dáil Éireann never sat in Leinster House. Leinster House was bought to partition Ireland. Ireland should have the same. This is the Articles of Agreement as signed on the 6th of December 1921. I don't believe they were ever signed. Ireland should have the same constitution status, the community of nations known as the British Empire, as the Dominion of Canada, the Commonwealth of Australia, the Dominion of New Zealand, the Union of South Africa, with a parliament having powers to make peace, order and good government of Ireland. I don't think there's any right-minded person in this world who would say for the last 100 years that Stormont, the 6 counties and the 26 counties had peace, order
or good government. No.
It has been a tragedy for England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And if you look at what happened and all those estates that were set up here, it was to grow the food for the Crown Forces and the Royal Navy. And Ireland was sacrificed. And I think it's shocking. We can't do anything about what happened to our people in 1155 that were given to by Pope Adrian the IV, the donation of Ireland to Henry II to expand his empire right up to Henry VIII. But we can have accountability. And
of course,
that's what we're looking for. Accountability. There'll be no peace in Ireland or any place else in the world until there's account. Corporations, that's what Henry, Britain doesn't have sovereignty. It's royalty they have.
Yes.
And that's a corporation. And the corporations today, they're very powerful and they're very important.
They
have to be responsible to the sovereign states, the sovereign government, the courts and the sovereign people and the assets of the state. They have to respect those. But Michael Collins said, and this I'm reading now from the Articles of Agreement that I just read out to you.
Yes.
the Articles of Agreement assigned on the 6th of December 9th was a lease for 2 years only and would revert back to the sovereign Dáil-Éireann democratically elected government of the 1918-32 county election by the will and wishes of all the sovereign Irish people, and ratified on the 21st of 1st, 1919 in the Mansion House, Dublin, and GHQ Vaughan's Hotel. But the reason I know all that is because we bought Vaughan's Hotel.
Yes.
Now, and then, now we're going up from what we are trying to, what caused the Civil War, which was still, and I suppose even today, there's still remnants, obviously,
in Ireland. There is, of course.
And nobody told us on those 2 days. I mean, Maurice Manning is the chairman of the centenary commemorations, and he's a public figure.
Yes.
And he's a very experienced politician. You'd think that he would have given us a proper account of what happened and what caused the Civil War, but anyway, he didn't do it, and we're asking him to do it, and we're asking RTE now to do it, that they would give us a proper account of what people are, Irish people, and we have 70 million people worldwide, and they have a right to know what happened to them and why they're there.
Of course.
And we go up then to the 100th anniversary of the 28th of June. I mean, they tried to pretend, you know, it was the Free State forces. And the Republicans tried to defend that sovereign Dáil-Éireann government by the will and wish of all the people of the 13th. I mean, I would have known Tom Barry very well.
Yes.
And I would have known Ernie O'Malley very well. And all those people that were in there, in the Four Courts, trying to protect it. But if you remember, you go back then to Lloyd George. And Lloyd George said of the treaty debate that plenipotentiaries and Winston Churchill and Birkenhead and those, that there would be immediate and terrible war if they didn't impose the treaty.
Yes. And so there wasn't a choice.
And the allegiance to the Crown of England. These people, and it's in, I can tell you that book, it's in, and people should read Michael Collins' own story, Told to Hate Not. I would have known that, and that's De Valera even talking about it.
Yes.
On the 21st of January 1919, all those Republican people that were elected, Chuck de Dáilis, and all the judges and all the civil servants in the Mansion House in Dublin, and as you know, I go there every year on the 21st of January. Correct. And I turn the sovereign seal and I claim our sovereignty, all 32 counties, all our territory down the Irish Sea to our border in the Atlantic Ocean with the United States and Canada.
Yes.
And it is shocking to think Lloyd George said immediate and terrible war, and then you come to what I've just read out to you now, Articles of Agreement assigned on the 6th of December 1921.
Yes.
And as you know, De Valera was brought to Downing Street by the Atkinsons, were the big people on it, and we know he was illegitimate, and he,
yes,
and Lloyd George told him that he wanted his top man here, Michael Collins. They didn't know Michael Collins in London, and they brought Michael Collins over to London, and the dirty tricks they pulled on him, as
he
did on De Valera.
Yes.
And I have the greatest regard for De Valera, and like in the War of Independence and getting our sovereignty and the 1918-32 county election. Then it all went wrong on the 6th of December 1921.
Yes.
And here we're going up now to 1922, and in 1922, Lloyd George, and of course they were involved in the war, the Second World War in that was going on in Europe, and they hadn't much time for Ireland, and it was in a terrible state, and you know, you had the black and tans, and you had all those people coming over fighting and annihilating our people. But the Free State, that election in 1922, I mean, it is shocking. On Friday the 16th of June, and if you go back to the 11th of May, I think it was, and the 19th of May, 1922, to impose a free state, illegal free state, and an illegal free state election, and to give allegiance to the Crown of England and the 26 counties and 6 counties to partition Ireland.
Yes.
I mean, and after they get to the same people that had given their oath of allegiance to the sovereign, Republic of Ireland, the sovereign Dáil Éireann government, the sovereign Dáil Éireann courts, the War of Independence as a defence force, and to be accountable to our sovereign people. All 32 counties, and I claim, and all our territory down the Irish Sea, right across the United States and Canada, the largest territory in Europe. And here they're asked, the same people, to give their oath of allegiance to the Crown of England and to partition Ireland after they established the sovereign Dáil Éireann government that's referred to in the 1916 proclamation and as referred to in the Declaration of Independence of the 21st of January 1919. And that's what caused the Civil War. And Lloyd George said, immediate and terrible war. Now, Collins wrote the letter to Churchill.
Yes.
And the Free States didn't have guns, and they didn't have the explosives to blow up the forecourts.
Yes.
And he wrote to Churchill, and you have that letter as well, a copy of it. And you just read out what the name of the letter is, please.
So the heading is Rialtas Shaladach na Héireann.
Now, and what does that mean in English?
Shaladach means temporary or provisional. What it definitely does not mean, it doesn't have any sense of permanence to it. It means temporary or provisional.
I've been shouting at this, and all this is what caused the Civil War. Here you are imposing a temporary government or a provisional free state government. That's what we have.
Yes.
We still have that. 100 years on, and it's still there. And they're lying to Europe and lying to everybody else, America, that were very good to us. Even Russia was very good to us, you know, when we got our independence.
Yes.
And here Collins is writing to Churchill that they hadn't got the explosives. And this letter is dated the 29th of the 6th, 1922, and
right.
And I've been calling out when the 28th of June, 1922, and Collins is complaining that they haven't the explosives, and not on that the Free State army soldiers, they weren't able to use those guns. They had no experiences.
Yes.
And I have that from Tom Barry, who was a great man, a military man as well, and from Ernie O'Malley and all those that were there. And here they are. These are the same people fighting, blowing up the forecourts with the same people they were fighting with only months before.
That's
in
right.
The War of Independence, yeah. And getting our sovereignty. But I'm raging over RTE, airbrushing all this out. Why didn't they tell us that? Why didn't they tell us what caused the Civil War? Why didn't Maurice Milling, he's well paid for doing this job, and he's a very experienced politician, which I've met him many times.
Yes.
This was a long time ago. And why didn't he have all, they have all this at their fingertips. Why can't they read out that letter to the people? About what Michael Collins. Isn't that a total betrayal?
It's a sad thing. What? It's a sad thing to provide a version of history that is incomplete. It's a very sad thing, particularly when as we say, this is about the Civil War, which is already a very sensitive and a very sad issue for us all.
Well, isn't it time the truth and the facts were put out there? I know it's very difficult. Because I have the greatest regard for those people. But what happened to Ireland? And what happened to... But the serious thing now... Look, the only reason we're surviving at the moment is because all those factories and things we have and all those people from America and all over the place are selling their products and their...
Yes.
Whatever they have in Europe. And but Dáil Éireann has never ratified any of that. Because Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House. You've just read out what it is.
Yes.
And what it was bought for.
A temporary
telling lies to everybody. You can't keep on telling lies and lies and lies. The courts are telling lies. You know, the time has stopped now. I thought all this would come out, and I was looking forward to... Because I'm doing this for 72 years.
Yes, it's
and
been...
And I thought now this is going to come out now on the 28th. It'll be talked about the four courts and everything else, and they'll tell us all this. Not a word out of it.
Yeah,
never mentioned the sovereign Dáil Éireann government by the will and wish that those people went out and gave their lives for. Never mentioned our sovereignty. Never mentioned 1155 going back to the conflict. And the conflict there's the crown of it, King George V and his government. They wouldn't recognise that sovereign government by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties. And they sent in the Cairo gang here to execute all members of the sovereign Dalhairn government and all our IRB people, our civil servants and our judiciary. And no one mentions this. You know, what sort of people are we? Is it that Maurice Mannion and RT believe that our people can't take this information?
It's a very sad thing to provide a partial version of history, I think, you know, when the full facts are available.
Well, look, I know you're on time, but and I don't want to go on too long, but that letter, you have that letter.
Yes, and it is online. You can.
It's very hard to read it, because Mr. Churchill, and you were hampered.
There's a sense of that
has to be, and the number of rounds and everything and all the, are all in it, and just. Michael Collins.
It's a very interesting letter because it's very indicative of the time, isn't it? It is hard to read because it's old, and I imagine that it was written under great duress and in great haste.
It was because they had already started on the 28th, and this is the 29th. They have no ammunition. The ammunition that they were given and the explosive never arrived. And why don't they tell us about the? They couldn't use the guns.
Yes.
They had to get the Crown Forces into Free State. Isn't that caused a huge division in the Defence Forces as well?
Of course.
And you talked about all the same people that they were asked. Would anybody be asked after you've given your oath of allegiance to your country, your state and your people, the Sovereign Republic of Era, by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties? And here you are asked to give out your oath of allegiance to the Free State, the 26th, the partition of Ireland, and the Crown of England.
Yeah.
The thing doesn't make sense. No. Now, why doesn't it come out?
No, it's. It has to come out now because it's time in Europe.
And we're pretending this and pretending that. The pretense is gone. And I think the way things are at the moment in the world, the pretense is very much gone. But we have a sovereign government. You have your passport, and on that passport is the sovereign seal, 12 strings and era. That's the 21st of January 1919. That was all done for you. And that's the sovereign. But why are they airbrushing out? Why is RTE airbrushing? I would like to see, and I'm asking them now, that on the 6 o'clock news this evening, or whenever you put up that, let them show the lease, the license they have. They have no license, because it has to have that, and only the sovereign Dalhairn government. And we have, John Flanagan.
Yes.
He's the new chairman of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, who founded and funded the state. And he's also the Taoiseach. Dolores Cahill, she is the judge now. She's appointed a judge of the sovereign, and she's the chief justice of the sovereign Dalhairn courts. And it's time all that came out, and in time came out the others are only. I mean, the Free State on this. We said I read that letter. Collins said it was for 2 years only. That would make it 24. It was abandoned in 24 and came back to the sovereign daughter as his wishes. And on the 100th anniversary, which is the 6th of December, 1921 to the 6th of December, 2021,
yes,
it's null and void. It wasn't fit for purpose anyway, that Free State and what they did. It was a tragedy for Britain. It was a tragedy for England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and a tragedy for Northern Ireland, a tragedy for Stormont, and a tragedy for Leinster House. Leinster House was bought to partition Ireland by the Free State.
Yes.
And I mean, all that, Dalhairn never sat in it. Dalhairn sat in the Mansion House. That's where it. And it's time. Isn't it time all that information came out?
Well, all we're looking for, all we're constantly searching for, is accountability and full disclosure. Transparency. That's all. None of these things can be undone. But yeah, we can learn to understand them better and to move forward.
Treating people like that and treating people with contempt and treating people on the news. Sure, can we believe anything out of RTE? Can we believe anything now out of the Free State government? You know, if they can't tell the truth about the 28th of June 1922 and what happened. And I heard they had on that a very Catherine Crowe, and she talking about they should have applied, they had an election on the 28th of May, the Free State, on the
16th, 1922. Yes.
A Free State illegal election to claim allegiance to the Crown of England.
Yes.
They should have, isn't that what caused the Civil War? One minute you're asking them to, and they fought for it and gave their lives for it. And the next minute, they're asked, oh no, you must give allegiance now
to the Crown. It's appalling. Huh? It's just abhorrent to think of it.
It is. And anyway, listen, we've obviously gone over your time, have we?
We always go over our time, but we always have.
You should read that book, and people should read that book, Michael Conlon's own story.
Well, you
and
know what?
I was at two launches of that, and I have one signed by Enda Kenny. I was at in Glasnevin.
Yes.
And but you see, the Vaughan Sertel papers, and as you know, I gave all that's all in the Vaughan Sertel papers, and as you know, we bought 29 Parnell Square in Glenbeilow.
Yes.
When the Queen came, she wanted to visit that, and she couldn't because it was in such a derelict state. And I mean, it is shocking to think that all those Vaughan Sertel papers, and they gutted Willowbank. They were up in the attics in
Willowbank, yes.
And Tom O'Donnell, he hid them all. I didn't give them there to be hidden. I gave them for the people to read what happened.
Yeah,
and
it's
happened
important.
And how you were betrayed in 1155. By Pope Adrian the Fourth and Henry the Second, and by and right up to Henry the Eighth, right up to Cromwell, and what happened to people, and why we have 70 million people worldwide, and they imposed the plantation of Ulster and the plantation of Munster. I mean, and you did good programs on that.
Yes.
And I mean, that's there, our ancestors now, whether we like it or don't like it, whether they were imposed here and there are now part of the sovereign republic of Era, and we get on with it. And isn't that all people want, is have a decent living and look after their children, and that, and we can easily have that, and we have a nice old way of life. Leave you and your listeners and thank them very much.
Yeah, it is, it's always a pleasure to have you, Billy, and I'm sure we'll talk again in the not too distant future.
And I know you're going very hard this weekend, I'm sure you're going singing and dancing.
I am. I'm going to be all over the place.
typical.
What's new?
But aren't we entitled to know the truth? I mean, going around like fools and people coming off, they don't know what's on their passport. They don't know the difference between the sovereign seed and the heart. You know, it's a shocking
thing. It's a sad thing. It's a sad thing.
And we have a great history. I'll say thank you very much, and I'll say thank you to all your listeners.